For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Dear listeners, welcome to the Kodesh Family Church, Philadelphia, under the leadership of Bishop Dag Heward Mills. This denomination has grown with over several branches all over the world. We are excited to come your way with the anointed word of God, which has the power to heal, deliver, and save you. Stay tuned as we receive God's word through his servant, Reverend Gilbert Fleischer.
To relate with you, or you have to relate with him in diverse ways. You have to go beyond that and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Can I think that makes us understand that that word is, that the play on that word is being filled. Being filled. It's not a one-time feeling. That is why beyond Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, there was still a feeling. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit again. So it is not just a one-time experience where you just start speaking to Kalabalabalam. No. It's more than that. It's a continuous feeling. That is why the Bible describes the filling of the Holy Spirit as wine. Because it says, be not filled with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Yes. Drunkards know that you don't get drunk on one drink. There's a need for a top up. There's a need for a refilling. Yes. You can't drive your car around forever because you filled the tank today. You have to fill it and keep filling it. Every day you fill it. I fill my tank every day. Every day I have to buy gas because I drive far. Are you understanding? So it is more than just being born again. And it is more than just even being filled. Amen. There's other dimensions beyond that where we even interact and have communion. That grace that we share every day. And the communion of the Holy Spirit, it's deep. The fellowship of the Holy Spirit. The partnership of the Holy Spirit. The distribution of the Holy Spirit. There is more to it. God wants to relate with you through the Holy Spirit on a daily basis. Yes. We need to have the Holy Spirit influence. That is why the Bible talks about being led by the Holy Spirit. You are led by the Holy Spirit. It's a daily walk with him. A daily walk with him where he talks to you and you talk back to him. Alright? So I'm talking about the influence, the sweet influence of the Holy Spirit. It is not a one-time experience. It's a daily experience. And there are many aspects of our lives that the Holy Spirit must influence. Are you understanding? He must influence our marriages. When the Holy Spirit influences our marriages become sweet. Yes, it becomes sweet. It's true. I'm enjoying, I think I've gotten to a certain age where I'm enjoying my marriage even more. I do a lot of crazy things which he can't understand. Yeah. And I believe that is the Holy Spirit. It is the influence of the Holy. If you have a problem loving your wife, pray for the Holy Spirit. If you have a problem loving your husband, pray for the Holy Spirit. The sweet influence of the Holy Spirit on your life, your marriage, every aspect of your marriage, every aspect of your life, okay, is what will bring a positive effect on your life. He can influence your job. Yeah. Maybe you don't like your job. The solution is not to change. The solution is to begin to pray for the influence of the Holy Spirit. You see, listen, there is an aspect of the Holy Spirit that will not also come automatically. We have to pray for it. We have to seek it. All right? Let me show you a scripture. Let me show you a scripture. Are you ready? Let's turn to Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11 and verse 13. Luke 11, 13. It says, if ye then, being evil, all right? It's talking about regular beings. Know how to give good gifts unto our children. Most parents are good. I believe that all our parents in the church are good. Daddy, your daughter always talks about you. So I'm very happy to see you and meet you. Yes. She always tells me about how great a relationship she's had with you. Yeah. She even said at the airport, Daddy was trying to pick her up like the little daughter she's known all this time. Except that he forgot that. Now she's married and has had two babies, and there's even a third one on the way. What a shock. Makaya, you're going to get a lot of questions after church. It's prophetic. There's nothing there yet, but it's coming. She's been running away, but it's coming. Are you here? Let's be serious now. Where was I again? Yes, we give good gifts. We love our children. I love my children. There's no parent who doesn't love their children. Yes. Esther loves her children. Yeah. Pierrot loves his children. Kwego, you love your daughter. There's nobody who does not love their child. Do you see? Even though we have shortcomings. So God is comparing us to our earthly, or comparing himself to the earthly parents. That even earthly parents, please don't take that verse away. You're fired. If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father, but watch this, give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him. To them that ask him. Ye have not because ye ask not. Yes, it is not automatic. We need to ask. Yeah. At the pastor's meeting, I mean, you should see, just meeting, just pastors alone. Yeah. A lot of us, just pastors on the East Coast, I mean, the Northeast Corridor, just us. We're praying. One of the prayers was we are praying for the influence of the Holy Spirit on different aspects of our lives. Yeah, and I prayed. Should I tell you what I prayed about? I'm not going to tell you. It's private. I prayed throughout that time for a specific area in my life. That Holy Spirit, I want you to influence that area. It says, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? So we need to ask. If you want the sweet influence of the Holy Spirit on any area of your life, you need to ask. You need to ask. Brother Albert, you need to ask. You need to ask God and say, God, let me experience the sweet influence of the Holy Spirit on this area of my life, on my marriage, on my business, on my schooling, on my education, on my profession. Yes. It's not by power. It's not by might. It takes the Holy Spirit. Yeah, it takes the Holy Spirit. I tell you, this life, we will not, the blessings that we'll experience, okay, if you limit it only to what you can work or work out. No. You are really limiting God. There are many things that God will give it to you. You don't have to work. I'm not saying don't go to work tomorrow. That's not what I'm saying. Yeah, that's not what. But I believe that I'm experiencing and I'm receiving many things that I don't deserve. I'm not worked for. That is grace. Do you understand? And God, through the Holy Spirit, would influence different areas of your life, if only you ask Him. Yeah. Should I tell you something? One of the limitations that I have come to realize that we Christians have is that we don't pray. Yes. We like things, but we don't pray. There are two things when you call for, very few people attend. Prayer meetings and evangelism. Yes, two. Yes. If the whole church, only Esther knows that I'm called, I'm happy. Yeah. Two things. You don't pray. And that is why we don't experience certain things. There are a lot of miracles. There are a lot of breakthroughs. There are a lot of things that will happen to us when we begin to pray. And one of it is the influence of the Holy Spirit. The sweet influence of the Holy Spirit. How much more? How much more? How much more? How much more will our Heavenly Father give us the Holy Spirit? It's almost like an assurance of answered prayer. That if you ask me for the Holy Spirit, I will give you. So God is just waiting for you to ask. Yes. And things will begin to change. Amen. Now, one of the areas then I want to talk about that we need the influence of the Holy Spirit is the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God. Pastor, why don't you talk about making more money? Why don't you talk about the influence, the sweet influence of the Holy Spirit on giving me more houses? Or the sweet influence of the Holy Spirit on giving me more cars? Or the sweet influence of... No. You need the sweet influence of the Holy Spirit on the knowledge of God. That is what you need. Because the knowledge, it is through the knowledge of God, the Bible says that we become partakers of His divine nature. That is where the blessing comes. If you don't know or have the knowledge of God, you can't even receive certain things. But when you have knowledge, it's like someone who is trying to you know, increase your finances, and they just want money. You understand? Well, the short-term resolution is to just keep looking for jobs that pay more. But the real permanent solution is actually to educate yourself more. Because with a certain amount of knowledge, you can also now begin to earn more. And that will be more stable. Are you understanding? Yes. I tell my kids all the time, learn. Do the work. I mean, go to school. Do you understand? Yeah. Yesterday, Gilbert was complaining about he was taking an extra course in school. And he said it's so hard because it's the whole of yesterday. I said, no, it's okay. Don't think about instant gratification. Think about the future. Do you understand? Knowledge is power. I said knowledge is power. I don't know what that scripture is, but I'm sure I can find a scripture that will connect to it. You see, so when we talk about the influence, we are talking about how the Holy Spirit can help you gain more knowledge about God's word, about God, how the Holy Spirit can help you have more knowledge about God. It's very exciting. And if I were you, I'd be more excited than how I'm looking now. I'd be saying, tell me, Reverend, teach us. And when we finish, you go and get the book and read more. Because what I'm sharing, I tell you, this is all the things I share, books. May not be just from one book, but it's what I read and learn that I share with you. Amen. Now, why do we say that the Holy Spirit can give you more knowledge about God? Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11 to 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11 to 12. Quickly. It says, "For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him?" As the Kwame is sitting down here, I don't know, unless by revelation God shows me the things in his heart. But his spirit knows the things in him. So it says, "What man knoweth the things of a man, save except it's only the spirit of a man inside him who knows the things inside him." Then he goes and says, "Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Just as the Spirit of man knows the things of man," God is also showing us here that the Holy Spirit knows the things of God. That is why he is the most excellent person to show us and give us the knowledge of God. He's able to tell us how God thinks. He's able to tell us how God works. He's able to tell us how God maneuvers around everything. There is everything that is in this life. That is why the Bible says that God has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Everything God has given us. And the way he's made that provision is through the Holy Spirit. So when I kneel and I say, "Holy Spirit, teach me how to even relate to my husband," he's able. I said, he's able. He's able. But you have to ask him. That is why I'm saying that we don't pray. We don't pray. You see, activities in church is a direct reflection of people's private lives. Yes. If we organize a prayer meeting and we are saying that even stay in bed. You know, this morning I was feeling very tired. And I woke up around 5 and I was trying to pray. I said, "I have to pray a little before I come to church." And as I was praying, I slept again. See? So I said, no. I took an old cushion that's in the bedroom and I knelt down. I knelt down by the bed. And I prayed. And it worked. We are saying that pray at home. You know, prayer line. Prayer line. Simple prayer line where you call in. 5 to 6 conference line. It's a problem. It's almost like trying to extract a tooth without lidocaine. It's amazing. And sometimes even people, you know, I don't join it because I do a lot of other, I can't be joining everything. I'll kill myself. Yeah, but every time there's a line on, I know. I'm right there. You think I'm not? I know. Yeah. And sometimes we'll be looking for even the one we're supposed to lead. And they've forgotten. Even though they've been reminded. Listen, you have to pray for the sweet influence of the Holy Spirit on your prayer life. Yes, that is what is killing you. That is what is making you not reach your next level. It's your prayer life. It's your prayer life. You need to pray and say, "God, Holy Spirit, help me. Influence my prayer life. I need the sweet influence of the Holy Spirit on my prayer life." Yeah. We have an all-night want a mandate. People don't come. Yeah. They prefer to watch a movie and sleep. You are home. We know you are home. We are home. You are home. We know. You're not working. Friday, the first Friday of every month, starting at 9:30 to 4 a.m., you are home. We know. Except that we haven't said anything. And are we going to say anything? No. All that we will say is to preach about it. That's all. But you will never get a personal call from me or Lady Pastor, why didn't you come? No, that's all. That's the word. That's all. Yes. Wow. I said, wow. Yeah. If only we would start praying, I'm telling you that the miracles and the personal experiences that would have in our church. You see, when certain things are not happening, it's always the pastor. The pastor is not anointed. You don't have to tell me about whether I'm anointed or not. I have enough evidence that there's oil on my life. Amen. Yes, I don't need you to confirm it. Yes. At least when I go outside to preach, I know. When I went to Ghana, I preached twice in a church. I preached one Sunday, and then the following Sunday, he called me, decided to come again. Wow. Yes. I know. I know that something has rubbed off my father on me. I know. I don't need you to confirm it. You see, so those of you who say, it's because of a pastor, that's why there are no miracles. No. No. I track Bishop Ayedepo. He's one of the people that I listen to after I finish listening to my father. And in his church, there are miracles. Miracles. Just similar to the miracles you hear in First Love. Same thing. Yes. And I've told you this many times. There was a day I was just flipping through some video clips, and I found one of their prayer meetings. And it was a prayer meeting during the day. It was in Nigeria. That's how Bishop does the porch and the altar, between the porch and the altar. Praying. They were praying specifically for miracles, miracles, miracles. Pregnancies, marriages in the church, church members. Oh. So that prayer goes ahead of time. And the Holy Spirit is already brooding over it and working over it. So when the pastor stands there and says, receive, it's not because the pastor is powerful. It's because some foundations have been laid. That is why I call you. I say, come, Friday, let us pray. Let us create the environment and atmosphere of prayer. It's not the Sunday 1 hour that makes us to bring it. No. It's the prayer. I'm praying for you, but you need to be interested in praying for yourself. And you need to be interested, listen to this, and go beyond even interested in praying only for yourself, but interested in praying for other people. Yeah, other people. Because that is why your breakthrough, the Bible talks about Jesus, and the captivity of Job was turned around. When was it turned around? When he prayed for himself? No, for other people. Yeah. I'm not here to please you. Especially when I know that I can be transferred. I'm not really here to please you. I'm just sharing with you the truth. Yeah. I'm just telling you the truth. You understand? And this is why we've even created this self-center. And it's almost like some of you, I'm almost begging you to be part of a self-center. Mama Lou, since the self-center, have you not been blessed? Has it not brought miracles to your house? And this is just one of many. We are trying to create the atmosphere and the environment for you to do more and pray more and study the word more and become more solid and create the atmosphere for miracles. It's almost like we have to beg you. Oh, please, can you come from cell center? Yeah. And you say, I'm working. Even when we change the time, say, okay, we would accommodate you. Then we change this time for you, but still you won't come. Still you won't come. You won't come. It's not that you have decided that you will not do it. It's okay. It's okay. I'll keep talking about it. At the point I'll stop. And if you don't want to do it, don't do it. You see, but you'll be amazed that you are building an ark for yourself. Yeah. Listen. If I went at the meeting, Bishop spoke about it. I am a pastor. But I'm telling you that the greatest influence on my children, I have two teenage boys, taller than me. And they make it clear all the time that they're taller than me. The greatest influence on their lives is not being the anointing on my life. Apostle told us yesterday. Yeah, because I can't be a father and a pastor to them. Because they see only the severity. Me spanking them, me yelling at them, me doing what a normal, regular father should be doing. So they can't relate. They can't think about the two. That I'm a father, I'm also a pastor. So the pastor side is zeroed out. Yes. Yeah. So it takes people like Mama. Is Mama Fosti here? Yeah. It takes people like Mama Fosti, Pastor Daniel, Pastor Samuel. Yeah. Those are the people who minister to my children. And when they minister to them, they do it. Even though I've preached the same thing from a pulpit. And I've laid hands on people and they fall. Even my son, sometimes when we're having conventions and they come, despite their familiarity, because sometimes God goes beyond familiarity to prove it. They fall. But they still don't believe me. I'm telling you that this thing that we are trying to build is going to be your salvation one day. But you're not serious. I said, the apostle was giving us some examples. You'll be surprised at the bus center that we have been trying to start. That is where your daughter's husband will come from. Yeah, your daughter's husband. That is where your daughter's husband will come from. God is just waiting for the environment to be created for Mr. Johnny Walker to walk in and have fellowship with your cell center and become. Makara is married to a pastor. How did she get married to a pastor? The pastor was following her up. She was a pastor's sheep. Lady pastor, is that correct? Is that correct? Yeah, whatever. But I mean, the pastor was working with her. And the scripture. Because the Bible says you must not muzzle the ox that treaded the thing, right? As they tread, they must also eat. Why not? Why not? Why not? Who do you want him to go and marry? He should go to the clubs to go and look for a wife. No, it's a church. The church where he's working. So as he's taking care of sheep, he say, which sheep is good for me? Which sheep is good for me? Wow! I said, wow! Somebody say, what a Holy Ghost. Amen. You know, we'll continue next week. Put your hands together for the Lord. We'll continue next week. Amen, 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 amen. So come next week. We'll tell you more. Amen. And listen, I'm just preaching from a book. A book. Those of you who have this book, we've even prayed with it before, but it's meaningless to you, isn't it? Yeah. All I shared is chapter 3, page 1. Yeah. Because there's a way of reading a book. When you spend time with a book, it becomes your book. Yesterday, the apostle was demonstrating to us how now, even on Sundays or meetings. He just takes a book and he reads it. Why not? Why not? Listen, I don't have a ministry on my own. I have no ministry. The ministry I have is the ministry of Bishop Doug Hayward Mills. I'm just a partaker of the grace on him. Do you understand? And I share with you what he has shared with me to share with you. And you must like it. If you don't like it, it's a problem. And you won't do well in this church. Do you understand? And I advise you, find another church that you like. Seriously, with all my heart. I'm saying because I love you. Find a church that you like, that you can receive from, so your life will be blessed. But as for me and my house, we'll continue to serve in this house. Yeah. Amen. Because it's good for me. My life is blessed. And I believe that your life would also be blessed. Amen. Yeah.